And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Our theme today is Valentine's Day. All of my guests are discussing a unique aspect of Valentine's Day or male-female relationships. My first guest is a psychotherapist who speaks about gender issues with clarity, approachability, and authority. We discussed why a kiss is not the same to a man as it is to a woman and other differences between the sexes. My next guest speaks six languages, including several romance languages, French, Spanish, Italian. We're going to discuss the language of love and determine once and for all which language is the sexiest and the most romantic. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Mark Frobos is the best-selling foreign language author of over 60 titles, including the internationally acclaimed Behind the Wheel language series, which he created and authored. He's also got a new website out there, languageaddict.com, which he'll be talking about as well. At 15, Mark was staying at a youth hostel in Europe, speaking in broken French to a French musician, and that conversation, though limited, formed a connection in his mind. That experience was so powerful that Mark, now 54, was instilled with a passion for all languages. Mark developed a line of language courses in his garage in Danville, Illinois, and he built it up to annual sales of about $350,000 a year before selling the company to Macmillan Audio back in 2007. He's coming on today, and not only as a language expert, but also going to settle for us once and for all, which is the sexiest language. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Doing great, Bill. Today.
We're doing great, and thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, because I know that you're traveling on the road today, so it's even more appreciated that you're our guest.
Well, we're happy to. I'm happy to be here, particularly on Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year.
Absolutely it is. So let's get into it. Some languages are more pleasing to the Western ear than other languages, and mainly the languages that sound best to Westerners are the Romance languages, French, Spanish, and Italian. So what is it about Romance languages that appeal to us as listeners, do you think?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm just going to make a comment about Romance languages for your listeners.
Hello, Mark, are you there? Oh, I think we may have lost Mark just as he was coming to the point about the romance languages for our listeners. We'll get Mark back on the line, and we'll pick up that conversation with him when we get him back on the line. But for those of you just tuning in, this is Brainstorming with Billy Brain, and our theme today is Valentine's Day. And we're just getting started with Mark Frobos talking about the language of love and the romance languages. We were going to determine once and for all which is the sexiest language. And if you have an opinion about this, you can always call in at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. You want to keep that number handy as well, because coming up in our next segment, we're going to be giving away tickets from Fandango for not only some movies, but also for a concert, so that you and your loved one can celebrate Valentine's Day together. We were able to get Mark back on the phone. Mark, welcome back. Are you there now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sorry about that little technical hiccup on our end. We were just talking about romance languages. You were about to make a point about romance languages when we lost you.
Okay, yes. Romance languages are basically the Spanish, French, Italian, Portuguese, and Romanian, and they have a Latin base. They're Latin-based languages. And so that's what they have in common. And many people tend to think that romance language means that they're romantic. And ironically enough, the term romance means based in the language of Rome. However, they are also very romantic. And that's the key for many people. In fact, the question many people ask is this language, which is the most romantic? Is it Spanish? Is it French? Is it Italian? Is it Portuguese? And, you know, I have my opinions on that. But off the top of your head, Bill, what do you think the most romantic language is among that group?
Among that group, the most romantic language is going to be a toss-up between French or Italian.
I would agree with you. However, you know, for example, if you listen to Portuguese, particularly Brazilian Portuguese, estou apaixonado por você. That means I'm passionate about you.
Ah.
Now, that does sound good. You know, Portuguese pode ser um. Portuguese is a very beautiful and romantic language as well. But I think most of us think, you know, la plupart des gens considèrent que le français est très joli.
Yes.
Most people believe that French is very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you speak French, by the way, Bill?
Oui, je parle français. J'ai parlé français depuis 30 ans.
D'accord. Tu as passé du temps en France?
Oui, un peu de temps à Paris, principalement.
Oh, principalement à Paris.
Oui.
C'est bien.
Oui. But we're losing our audience here. They're going, what is this? Did we tune in to the French language station here?
Let me give you a couple of tips. For those of you that want to tell the one you love that you love them in some of the most beautiful languages in the world, let's begin with French. You would say, je t'aime. Je t'aime means I love you in French.
Or even more romantic, je t'adore, because today is...
Je t'adore is excellent, Bill.
Because today is Valentine's Day, you want to throw that in there and just knock it up a notch or two. Really, it gets your spouse, whoever that spouse is, it gets them going to tell them that you adore them. That's what it stands for.
Je t'adore is excellent. And now, let's move into physical contact. Fais-moi un bibi. Give me a little kiss. Fais-moi un bibi. Give me a little kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a regular kiss. Fais-moi un bisou.
Right.
Okay, so, or embrasse-moi. You could also simply say, embrasse-moi, kiss me.
Right.
Okay, so that's good. Now, shooting over to Italian, which was your second.
Oh, but wait. Before we leave French, Mark, you need to make it very clear to my listeners that there's a difference between baiser and baisse, because they will get themselves into trouble if they mispronounce this to their loved one. Now, I guess if it's their loved one, it probably won't get them slapped. But if they were doing this to a stranger or somebody they meet in the coffee shop, it might get them slapped. So differentiate for my listening audience between baiser and baisse.
Okay. Baiser is with two S's, and it means to lower. And baiser used to mean to kiss. But now it means the F word, and it's quite direct, and it's not really a nice word. So you have to be careful how you pronounce that, and I recommend kind of staying away from it when referring to kissing someone. Now, a lot of times the dictionary definition of the word to kiss will come out as baiser, which is spelled B-A-I-S-E-R. However, used as a noun, un baiser is correct. That means a kiss, un baiser, as a noun. With an article in front of it, like But if it's used as a verb, it simply means the F word, and that's it.
Yeah.
So you've got to stay away from that. When you're referring to kissing, stick with the word embrasser, which is the current word for kissing. Or you can like say the terms that I just revealed to you, fais-moi un bibi, give me a little kiss, fais-moi un bisou, make me a kiss. That's how they say it, fais-moi.
Mm-hmm.
Fais-moi un bisou, fais-moi un bibi.
All right. One last thing before we leave this, because so many people are familiar with the disco song of the 1970s, Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, which, you know, literally translated means not exactly what people are probably intending it to say. So, Mark, what does that Voulez-vous coucher avec moi stand for in literal terms and also in figurative terms?
Excellent question again, and I expected no less from you. You're a great interviewer. Listen, bottom line. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi does mean, do you want to go to bed with me? The term coucher means to go to bed. Je me couche à 10 heures means I go to bed at 10 o'clock. Je veux me coucher avec toi means I want to go to bed with you, okay? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi means, do you want to lay down with me, to couch with me, to, you know, go to bed. That's basically it. It's as nice as you can be when you're directly, you know, when you're being that direct with someone. It's quite frank after all, but... that's what it means.
There you go. All right, that's good. Now let's move on to Italian, because it's getting awfully steamy in here with the French.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's remember that Italian sounds a lot like Spanish many times. So, in fact, the term for I love you in Italian is ti amo, amare, to love. And we can also say a second way of saying it, just like in Spanish, we've got two ways of saying to love. In Italian, you can say ti voglio bene, which means I love you. It means I want you well. In other words, I like you a lot. Ti voglio volere means to like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Voglio parlare, I want to talk. Voglio mangiare, I want to eat. You say ti voglio bene, that means I want you a lot, which literally means I love you. Ti voglio bene. If you look back, if you haven't watched The Godfather 1, Robert De Niro is sitting there with his little baby after having wiped out a bunch of people and beginning his, you know, his enterprise in the Cosa Nostra. He looks at this little kid and he says, "Y tuo padre ti vuole bene, sai? Your father loves you a lot. You know that? Ti vuole bene. He loves you. So volere bene, to love, in a familiar term. And then spiritual love, deep love. amare, and that's ti amo. Okay, so
all right. So I go home tonight and say ti amo to my wife. I get all sorts of kudos.
Hey, you can't go wrong.
Good.
And then Spanish, we have two ways of saying I love you. One is te quiero, which literally means I want you. Querer, to want. Te quiero, I want you. That's the most familiar way of saying it. But you can kick it up a notch, and say ti amo, or te amo, actually. So the difference between Spanish and Italian here would simply be the difference between an I and an E. In Italian, you would say ti amo, T-I, and then amo. And then in Spanish, you would say te amo, T-E, and then amo.
All right, and that's a good differentiation. We're talking to Mark Frobos, everybody. We're talking about the language of love. And Mark's got a new enterprise going. It's called LanguageAddict.com, where I'm sure a lot of these tidbits that we're learning today are there on the website. Mark, tell us a little bit about LanguageAddict.com.
Okay, you know, I came to the conclusion that that's what I am, and that's how I'm living my life. And there are a lot of people like me out there, and so I developed a website that people can go to buy language programs. They can get advice, free advice on how to learn languages, and also sign up for some free coaching or pay for coaching in foreign languages. Language addict means that you're so turned on about learning languages that people have to literally pry you away from your language program, force you away from a travel agency because you can't wait to buy your next ticket abroad to go to another country to practice whatever language it is you're learning, be it Mandarin, Chinese, Portuguese, Greek, whatever. So, you know, Language Addict is for people who are apasionados, that are passionate about learning to speak the wonderful languages of the world and want to do so in a simpler way, a way that really, enforces their particular learning style, teaches them a memory technique, that's not a standard memory technique, but rather an interval memory technique to increase their memory capacity. That's what Language Addict is all about.
All right. Now, it's interesting that you came up with this because you hold a distinction in the world today that nobody else holds. You are the only living person that has developed their own language system. All the rest of them are dead. Pimsleur, Berlitz, all those guys, they're dead. But you are the real McCoy. You're living today. So tell us a little bit about your language learning system and maybe compare and contrast it to Pimsleur or Rosetta Stone or some of the other familiar systems that are out there today.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Listen, I spent my entire life learning languages. I started when I was 15 years old, when I first experienced what it was like to communicate with somebody from another culture in another language. Since then, I've developed my own system of learning languages, basically out of frustration and desperation, seeing how terrible most programs are and how incredibly bad many people, the results that people get when they learn languages sometimes are very disappointing. So I developed a method where I pick the most commonly used words and phrases that I call high-frequency words. Words like and, but, I want, I'm going, what do you want, and so forth. And I developed a system whereby you could actually learn to communicate quickly and easily within minutes of using a particular program that I've developed just by putting together these incredibly useful high-frequency words and phrases. Then to that, I added an interval memory technique because, see, it's not enough just to listen and repeat. You've got to do it at specific timed intervals, and then that enhances your memory and your ability to retain what you've learned. Thirdly, I added accent improvement, cultural awareness. All of this I put together into a package that I call Language Success Conditioning, and all of that I packed into the programs that I have at LanguageAddict.com. So, you know, I'm thrilled at the distinction that I received, and I was very happy to sell my language program Behind the Wheel, Spanish, French, Italian, Portuguese, to Macmillan Audio of New York. And I was happy to be able to outsell some of the best language programs in the world, including Pimsleur and Rosetta Stone. The difference between my method and theirs is that mine is a lot less expensive, and I don't promise you something that I cannot deliver. I don't try to teach you a language on a computer where you're tied to a computer. You can learn with my audio programs anywhere you go. They're totally versatile. And they include a built-in memory technique. So So what you're learning, you're automatically going to retain, and then you're going to be able to create your own original sentences, not just canned sentences. And that's very important. You're going to be able to express your own ideas in your own way almost immediately upon hearing the first programs. And I do the same with my coaching and in my training. I always emphasize the personal aspect of language learning so that you can express yourself with individuality.
Well, I like that. We're talking to Mark Frobos, everybody. We're talking about the language of love here for Valentine's Day. But I want to make a point about your system, Mark, that has impressed me compared to some of the other systems there. You use the high-frequency words and phrases, which that's the way children learn. You know, they pick out the words that they hear most often from their parents or the words that are going to get them what they want. I want milk. I am hungry. Those kinds of things. And then they repeat it constantly when the time is right. So your system of learning mimics the human pattern of speech that we learn from childhood all the way up to adulthood, which is in itself very, very interesting. We're going to have to let you go in here in just a second. But before we do, Mark, want to get into this just one more time and ask you, now we've discussed the languages of love, but in reality, I'm going to ask you to make a tough call. If you had to learn one language or teach your child one language that's going to help them throughout their life, what language would that be?
That is the hardest question I've ever been asked, and that's an excellent question. I think I would begin with Spanish. The reason why, being in America, I would say Spanish first, because then you can shoot over and learn all the other Romance languages very easily, having known Spanish first. You can go from Spanish to Italian to Portuguese and with very little difficulty. So that would be my choice right now at this particular point in time, although I love all languages and I favor none, but I think that would be the most efficient way to learn more than one language if you decided to study within a language family.
All right.
That would be my choice.
We've been talking to Mark Frobos, everybody. He's a language agnostic. He's also the creator of LanguageAddict.com. Mark, again, if people want to learn more about you or understand more about the way that you teach, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Go to Google and Google me, Mark Frobos. You'll see me all over the place. And definitely go to my website at LanguageAddict.com and check out some of my free information on how to learn languages. Enroll in one of my programs and pick up a behind-the-wheel language program if you'd like, also on the Internet. Sold everywhere, really.
All right, that's Mark Frobos, F-R-O-B-O-S-E, and the website is languageaddict.com. Mark, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Wonderful to talk to you. Merci bien. Thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
A bientôt, à tout à l'heure. We'll talk later.